Welcome to the Velocast briefing for Tuesday the 5th of December 2017. A lot of column inches and podcast minutes were used during the Tour de France this year, discussing the expulsion of Peter Sagan from the race. Recently we reported that Sagan's appeal was to be heard today, the 5th of December. Well, Sagan and the UCI have ended the legal battle that made that hearing necessary. In a statement fudgier than a particularly fudgy hot fudge Sunday, the UCI stated that the crash was an unfortunate and unintentional race incident and that the UCI commissaires made their decision based on their best judgment in the circumstances and that new materials have enabled the dropping of the case. Given that multiple angles were examined down to the pixel at the time, it's hard to imagine what the new materials were, but hey, all's well that ends well. Sagan is quoted as saying, "The past is already forgotten. It's all about improving our sport in the future, and I welcome the fact that what happened to me in Vittel has showed that the UCI commissaire's work is a difficult one, and that the UCI has recognised the need to facilitate their work in a more effective way." Bora Hansgrohe's Ralf Denk celebrated his rider's exoneration from blame in the crash that ended with Mark Cavendish in the deck, and meanwhile David Lapartien has announced a support commissaire will be used in future with special video expertise. Team Sky have finalised their roster for 2018 with 30 riders standing ready to race for the team in the coming season. When we've seen many teams reduce their rider numbers in response to reduced squad size in races, this may be another of the areas where money simply confers advantage. More riders to rotate through the season likely means fresher riders when the racing gets hard. Last one through the door was 23-year-old Lennard Basso, no relation. Meanwhile, 46-year-old Davide Rebellin, yes, 46, he makes Alejandro Valverde look like a mere stripling, has found a squad that will allow him to extend his career yet further, and in 2018 will race for Natura Forever Sovac, a Belgian continental team. We all know the details of the Italian's career, both the highs and the undeniable lows. One thing is for sure though, that old codger sure loves racing his bike. Talking of continental teams, the squad that started its life as Trek Livestrong, and after a varied list of title sponsors has raced as Axion for the last 2 years, will step up to Pro Conti for 2018 racing, with Haggens Bergman marking their third year as a team sponsor with a move up to title sponsorship, and the team will race as Haggens Bergman Axion. DS Axel Merckx thanked Haggens Bergman for enabling the move to Pro Conti. Finally today, the routes were unveiled for the 2018 Tour of Yorkshire, which as a Scotsman I'll grudgingly admit has turned into a bloody good race. There are stage finishes in Doncaster, Ilkley, Scarborough and Leeds. The Ilkley stage will see the GC guys fight it out on the cow and calf stage finishing climb, whilst the Queen stage covers the 189.5 km from Halifax to Leeds and will feature six categorised climbs. Asda return as title sponsor for the women's race, which will be held over 2 days this year, with the GC likely to be decided in the cow and calf climb for the stage finish in Ilkley. Now, I was going to mention the unveiling of the new Aje Desar team kit today, but audio just wouldn't do it justice. You need to see it for yourselves. Take a bucket. Our new and improved Velocast shop is open for business, and just in time for Christmas too. To view our range of t-shirts, hoodies, hats and cycling jerseys, please visit shop.velocast.cc. That's the Velocast briefing for Tuesday the 5th of December 2017. For more in-depth pro cycling talk and analysis, subscribe to the Velocast by visiting velocast.cc.